Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I am your host, Mark Francis. Well, Elle spoke to Robert Lacey, author of Battle of Brothers, William and Harry, the inside story of a family in tumult. Lacey had a lot to say, and we'll break this apart in a few episodes of this podcast. Lacey is also the historical advisor for the television series, The Crown. Lacey told Elle, "Well, the rift between brothers is a fact people don't like talking about. This new generation of the royal family is very important to the crown and very important to the nation. As we look ahead, we obviously hope Prince Philip and the Queen are blessed with long lives, but mortality takes its toll. We're not quite sure what to think about King Charles III and Queen Camilla. I think most people still are coming around to the thought of Charles and Camilla. Whichever side you take, you have to acknowledge Camilla was the source of the conflict and the heart of the marital breakdown of Charles and Diana, from whose consequences these boys have suffered. We have this expression in Britain that the chickens are coming home to roost. We thought the 1980s and the 1990s were behind us, and suddenly they're not. There's these two boys, William and Harry, who have taken different lessons from those years. The lesson that William took from the breakdown and the emotional chaos was at least he had his duty, his responsibility to be king, the future monarch. He had to live up to that. This became a source of strength for him. For other kids, it could have been a source of conceit or arrogance, but on the whole, it gave him this driving sense of duty. Even when he falls in love, he more or less politely requests his lady love to wait 9 years before she marries him. Here in the UK, she was called Waity Katie. She did her duty, and they are now emerging as a very attractive future king and queen. They are very much more attractive to most Britons than Charles and Camilla. There, on one hand, you have duty. On the other hand, you have Harry emerging from the same emotional chaos. He takes a different lesson. His parents were locked into an arranged, loveless marriage, and he's not going to make that mistake. He's going to go for love, and that's what he's done with Meghan unapologetically. The first thing he says is he fell in love the moment he saw her. This is a very appealing but also challenging human dichotomy, love versus duty. In 1936, it was embodied in the person of one man, Edward VIII, and is now embodied by these two boys. Just as in 1936, it was duty that won and love had to go abroad. I expect that this is the long-term solution here. Duty, in the form of William and Kate, will take over the situation, and Harry and his love will enjoy the freedom of America and, I hope, obviously, there will be some sort of reconciliation. I think there will be. There is texture and history between these brothers, but it's never going to be the same. I would imagine the base for Harry and Meghan is going to remain in the United States for the foreseeable future. To start with, I don't think the story of the rift was true, but friends close to the family say William has a temper, as well as Harry, and both have been scarred by this experience. Both are volatile and tend to fly off the handle. We saw the truth of that earlier this year in January at the Sandringham Showdown when the row exploded into the open. The Queen said, "All right, let's have a meeting next Monday at 2 o'clock where we'll sit around the table and hash it out with all our advisors, private secretaries, the courtiers. But before that, we'll have a family lunch where the family can just sit together and talk." One prince said, "No, I'm not coming to that. I'm not sitting with my brother." And the prince who said that was William. Most people were shocked. This is not royal gossip. We saw William turning up late just in time for the 2 o'clock meeting. So there's no doubt at all that was his position then. Friends suggest he was so furious with Harry that he couldn't trust himself to sit at the same table as him. This is the depth to which the anger has gone. At least Harry, last September, said, "We're on different paths at the moment, but I will always be there for him, and he will always be there for me." William has pretended it hasn't happened. And he's an old-style royal in that sense. He's taken lessons from his grandmother, and this is something of a pattern to the royal family. Queen Elizabeth II took her lessons from her grandmother, Queen Mary. In the same way, William looks to his grandmother, Elizabeth II. William has been much more influenced by his grandmother than he has ever been by his father. That's one of the things we've discovered until recently. The rift in the family has brought father and son together. Until then, there were quite severe arguments between William and Charles. William felt there were various ways where Charles wasn't doing his job properly as future king. He would argue with him, criticize him, and we know this because Camilla, when she came into the family, was absolutely shocked by the way William would talk to his father. There are two sides to the question. It's very complex, and all the more emotionally intriguing for that. Palace Intrigue will be right back. Page 6 quotes a royal insider saying, "Harry and Meghan are clearly where they want to be and good luck to them, but their subsequent career choices have scuppered any chance of retaining even a quasi-official royal role. The Queen knows you can't have a working member of the royal family also being paid millions of pounds by Spotify to tell people to swipe and follow their podcast or encouraging consumers to buy a certain brand of coffee. The two are simply incompatible." Separate from the podcast, Harry's been working on a series for Apple TV Plus about mental health, which apparently has been delayed again, perhaps arriving later this year. Insiders say COVID-19 restrictions, Harry's exit from the royal family, and move to the US have slowed down production. As a possible return to being royals, sources tell the Mail, "It's solely down to the choices they have made. There is no anger or animosity on behalf of the royal family, but every commercial duel that has been done by the Sussexes has been a nail in the coffin of any kind to return to royal life." Another source said, "To come back would mean they would have to undo all the commercial tie-ups they have already done, and clearly Harry and Meghan don't want to do that. That is absolutely their choice, and the Queen has agreed they can pursue these new careers. And while the couple will maintain their titles, Harry will never get his military roles he loves so much back." And there you have it. Follow us on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Mark Francis. My thanks to John McDermott. This is Palace Intrigue and good times.